VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The Pentagon says North Korean troops are on the move toward Ukraine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says some of the roughly 10,000 North Koreans sent to Russia are edging closer to the Kursk region and in what he calls a dangerous and destabilizing development.
We're seeing them outfitted with Russian uniforms and provided with Russian equipment.
Austin says there's a pretty high likelihood Russia will use those troops in combat. At a joint Pentagon news conference, South Korean counterpart Kim Jong-hyun said the deployment could boost security threats on the Korean Peninsula, noting through an interpreter, in exchange for the troops, there's a high chance North Korea will ask Russia for high-tech transfers.
Relating to tactical nuclear weapons, technologies related to their advancement of ICBM, also those regarding reconnaissance satellite.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States and other mediators are ramping up efforts to halt the wars in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. They are circulating new proposals to wind down the regional conflict during the Biden administration's final months. Negotiations have been stalled for months, and the warring parties have shown no signs of backing down. Two senior White House officials are visiting Israel on Thursday for talks on halting the fighting. Two other officials familiar with the talks said a proposal to end the war between Israel and Hezbollah calls for a two-month ceasefire during which Israeli forces would withdraw from Lebanon and Hezbollah would end its armed presence in the south. The U.S., Egypt, and Qatar have proposed a four-week ceasefire in Gaza during which Hamas would release 8 to 10